Giraffe and Bird Together Again. Written and illustrated by Rebecca Bender. Read by me, Rosemary. When you hear this sound, turn the page. When it comes to adventures, Giraffe would say, "No, thank you." He's perfectly happy right where he is. Gaze, graze, swat flies, repeat. Bird, on the other hand, would say, "Sign me up." He feels alive in new places. Glide, swoop, soar, explore. This shouldn't be a surprise. Giraffe eats the same thing every day and never gets tired of it. But Bird seems to have an endless appetite for new flavors. Crunch, crunch, slurp. Munch, munch, munch. Playing hide and seek, it's not hard to find Giraffe. He always hides in the same spot. With Bird, there's no telling where you'll find him. One morning, Giraffe notices breakfast is quite peaceful. Where is Bird? He's probably just hunting for bugs, thinks Giraffe, chewing his greens. By afternoon, Giraffe starts to worry. What if something has happened to Bird? He decides to follow the feathers. First, the feathers take Giraffe into a dark forest. He has to watch his head. Bump, raff, donk. Before long, Giraffe is tangled in vines. Adventures are for the birds, he decides. Time to turn back. But what if Bird is in trouble? With a loud snort, Giraffe shakes his head and wrestles the vines until he is free. Snuff! Next, the feathers lead Giraffe up a craggy mountain. Step after step, Giraffe climbs. His hooves slip on the rocky slope until he tumbles backward. But this is no time to give up. What if Bird needs help? Giraffe is determined. He leans forward, digs in his hooves, and stomps all the way to the top. Pausing for breath, Giraffe looks out over the view. A shiny something gleams in the dusty plain below, and he spots a small and beaky someone next to it. Bird does need him. Quicker than he could swat a fly, Giraffe slides down the rocky slope on the other side of the peak. There, in a daze, under a metal sign, slumps Bird. Relieved to see his friend, Bird wraps his feathers around Giraffe. Bird is so happy, he forgets to warn Giraffe of the yucky muck nearby. Giraffe is so happy, he doesn't notice the picture on the shiny sign. Suddenly, Giraffe and Bird have a sinking feeling. Quicksand! Bird hops to his feet and calls for help. Tweet woo, tweet woo, tweet woo. Everyone knows not to struggle in quicksand, so they don't. Giraffe sinks deeper and deeper and starts to despair. This is why he doesn't like adventures. Bird is worried too. When will help arrive? He stays close to Giraffe and tries to distract him. So, how did you find me? Giraffe recounts his perilous journey through the dark forest and over the craggy mountains. As he tells his story, a strange thing happens. He begins to feel proud of himself. He stands taller and taller. Below the soft sand, he feels solid ground under his hooves. With all his might, Giraffe pushes through the yucky muck. Bird cheers him on. Finally out of the quicksand, Giraffe flops, utterly exhausted. Bird can see his friend is pooped and ready to go home, but Bird is still full of pep, and he has an idea. More vines! Help arrives at last, and Bird puts them to work. Before long, it's time to go. After all of his fearless feats, Giraffe would still say that adventures are for the birds. And Bird would no doubt say, yep, he's right, but they make a deal. Bird will wander a little less. If Giraffe will explore a little more. The end.